my things. Then I remember Chucha scooping it up and stuffing it in my laundry bag. Ay, how I miss Chucha. June 13th, 1961, Tuesday evening. The Opepe says he drove by the compound today and the whole place was crawling with SIM. He heard through Radio Bemba, which is how people are referring to gossip, Radio Big Mouth, that the compound is now an SIM interrogation center. It makes me sick just to think what might be happening in my old bedroom. What about Chucha? I asked. The thought of anything happening to Chucha. Chucha is fine, the Opepe assured me. It seems that the day after he evacuated us, Chucha also left the compound. She wandered into town on foot, to Wimpy's, and has gotten a job there sweeping out the aisles, which is near impossible to believe. But Wimpy is one of the Opepe's contacts, so maybe Chucha feels that by being there she is close to us. Who can tell? Just the thought of Chucha at Wimpy's makes me smile.
So now we know a little more about what happened to everybody after El Jefe was killed. Mundine is at the Italian embassy. He should be pretty safe there because it's Italian property and the SIM aren't allowed to touch it. Chucha is working at that grocery store, Wimpy's, where the owner was a supporter of the plot against El Jefe. Mr. Mancini, Anita's tio Pepe, hit Anita and her mother in his car and drove them to his house, where, of course, they are still hiding. Let's go on to June 14, 1961, on page 115.
June 14, 1961, Wednesday morning after breakfast. Poor Tia Mari has to think of meals on top of everything else. For breakfast, she always fixes the Opepe's tray first thing before the cook is up and carries it to their bedroom. So that meal is never a problem. The Amari just brings some extra water breads and marmalade and cheese and a pot of coffee and one of milk and fresh fruits. She locks the door, and Mommy and I slip out of the closet and eat breakfast, taking turns drinking out of one cup while the Amari and the Opepe share the other one.